Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
When you're down and troubled and you need a helping hand.
My sweet baby Jane's bringing us back. 7 till, I'm Jim Blasingame. Thanks for being part of my day. My website is smallbusinessadvocate.com. Hope you check it out when you get a chance. Don't forget to subscribe to my free newsletter. Check out the poll question, too, right there on the homepage. And don't forget to check out our YouTube channel, youtube.com/Jim Blasingame. Got a lot of different things up there, some new videos, and more to come. So check it out. Michael Lee Stollard, S-T-A-L-L-A-R-D, is our guest, our good friend, longtime Brain Trust member, the co-author of Fired Up or Burned Out. We're talking about keeping your folks, getting your folks into alignment. Or, you know, Michael, maybe our folks are in alignment, but we're not in alignment with them. Maybe that's the problem. You know, maybe we need to turn this mirror on ourselves. What do you think?
Boy, that's a good introduction to another issue to think about, and that is just making sure that we know our blind spots, because we all have them.
And even me?
I'm sure you do, Jim. Oh. It's hard for me to believe. But
oh.
Well, you know, take, for example, myself. I'm a real positive, you know, high-energy person. And,
yeah.
And what I don't like to often do is, you know, confront people about the bad news when there are performance problems. But I've just learned from experience that, number one, I know that that's a blind spot for me. So I'm sensitive to it, and I can just be more intentional about it. Because I'm aware that it's a blind spot. I don't naturally want to do it, so I have to be intentional to make sure I do it.
Well, don't you have to identify, in a case like that, don't you have to identify the positives that result from that? Even though there's some uncomfortable negatives, there are some positives. For example, the person might just need to have it revealed to them that they're not doing a good job. Or, if it's extreme, meaning they have to go somewhere else, You're the person who sets them on a new path. You know, I mean, you gotta identify. It's like Pollyanna playing the glad game, I guess, right? But if you only focus on what hurts, you're never going to do it. You got to focus on there's something good that's going to come from all this all these blind spots, right?
Absolutely, and I guess I'm old enough where I have some stories I can tell. And I think that helps people to say, you know, I think back when I was running marketing for part of Morgan Stanley, and I, there was a guy who was a great, really had a lot of skill, very talented, but I think he was just had grown bored in his job. He wasn't stretched anymore, and he was becoming grumpy about it and difficult to work with, and I could just see he needed to be pushed into the next thing.
Yeah.
And so, you know, I gave him a push, and you know, I liked him a lot personally.
Yeah.
But he just wasn't growing in that role, and so he ended up in another group at Morgan Stanley. And really flourished. And, you know, today we're still very good friends, and his career went on to much greater heights. So it really was, it was painful at the time, but I knew he needed to be in something.
Well,
he had a bit of a blind spot in not seeing that, though.
I got downsized as an executive twice in the 80s. I was devastated both times.
Mm-hmm.
And within a year after the second time, I went back and thanked both of them.
Yeah, it seems like most people, I think, who, you know, not always, obviously, but oftentimes, if you're being downsized, then it could be that you just weren't in the right place for you, not in the right role, mm-hmm. maybe not in the right culture, and so it's easier to say that in hindsight, of course. Mm-hmm. I think that's the value of having an older mentor, too.
But
really
one of the things,
give you some perspective.
One of the realities of small business is we do put off those blindside things way too long.
Yeah.
Especially when it involves employees.
Yeah.
We just do, because we do not, we're not good, we're not pros at it, we don't know how to do it. I mean, most, and the other thing, Michael, is these employees become like our family.
Right. Yeah, it's the strength and the weakness of the small business.
There's no question about that. That's exactly right.
But I think if you can do it in a humane way and really help people see, you know, help them move on to the next thing, use your contacts, you know, see if you can help get them in a spot where they will flourish.
Could you say something like, John, are you happy here? Do you feel like things are going your way here? I mean, I mean, that's one thing to just not make them carry the weight, but at least get them to be part of the discussion. What do you think?
I like that, Jim. Yeah, because chances are they're struggling too.
Mm-hmm. And then you say, well, what should we do about it? What do you think we should do about it? You know that it can't keep going like it is for you or the company. What should we do? What do you think, Mike?
Yeah, no, I like that. I think if you can really help them see a vision for where they would flourish based on, you know, what type of role is going to be better for them.
Right, right. Hey, Michael, give us that
website. Sounding board, help them.
Give us that website again, please.
How about send people to our book website, fireduporburnedout.com.
All right, so check that out. Hey, Michael, will you come back another day?
Absolutely, Jim.
Good
job. Always a pleasure to be with you.
You too. Come back soon. Michael Stollard, ladies and gentlemen, he'll be back. I will be too. I'm Jim Blassingame. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.